John Voight rips racist Hunter Biden, media's N-word double standards, lowest human being. By Joshua Klein on June 13, 2021. In response to an explosive report last week which revealed President Joe Biden's son Hunter using the N-word multiple times in text messages with his attorney, Academy Award-winning actor John Voight posted a powerful video Sunday, blasting the hypocrisy of the left and media for justifying Hunter Biden's racism while the Trump family were harassed night and day. The clip, posted with the byline "Hope is real," is slightly over 2 minutes and features Voight against the backdrop of an American flag. The clip begins with the Hollywood legend asking, "What is this, a race? A war?" Voight continued, "The left, they're okay with slurs. It's okay for Biden's son, Hunter, to use racist slurs and no one says a word, not the media, no one." Expressing his bafflement over why it is so, Voight continued by pointing out the left's hypocrisy. Why was it okay to beat down President Trump with cruel intention against his beautiful family? He asked. Voight then had harsh words for Hunter Biden, contrasting him with former President Trump's family. Why was it okay to constantly harass them? The Trump family, for what they, the left, accuse them of being racist when Biden's son is the lowest human being. A poor pity of a man who's not well, who's done wrong, he said. Blasting the left, Voight continued by depicting the world as upside down. My fellow Americans, this world has been turned upside down with negativity from media from the left and this is a disgrace, he said. Lamenting that no one says a word about the president's son, whom he describes as the lowest form, Voight explained why he will not be silent. I will speak out, I will because he, the force, God Almighty, has tried to give us all hope, and hope is real because, my friends, Trump was the only honest hope that the American people had and this was taken away and replaced with a lower frequency than what truly the American people asked for, he said. Urging viewers to remember the truth and who stood with the American people. Voight added, we must remember President Trump kept America safe with dignity, class, and he made America great. Claiming that President Biden's administration and son have lowered this nation. He declared we must not allow these left-wing ones to get away with the justification that it's okay for Biden's son to be racist. While the Trump family were harassed night and day for being loyal children of the 45th President of the United States. Voight concluded with a message of hope. We will keep our faith that he will be back and turn this nation back to the greatest nation, the United States of America, he said. God bless. According to a report released last Tuesday, Hunter Biden used the N-word multiple times in text messages with his white attorney. In addition, Hunter's laptop is said to contain a meme depicting his father and former President Barack Obama, including a racist slur. The mainstream media has largely ignored the bombshell report, despite a history of calling for the cancellation of individuals who have done the same, and despite having breathlessly reported baseless rumors for years that a tape existed of President Trump saying the N-word. Donald Trump Jr. and Eric Trump, the adult sons of former President Trump, reacted to the revelations by noting that corporate media ignoring the story would have called for their heads if they were guilty of a similar offense. They would lose their damn minds, it would be the number one story on CNN, MSNBC, and the usual outlets for weeks straight. Donald Trump Jr. told Breitbart News when asked how corporate media would respond if the shoe were on the other foot. Others on the right also hit back as prominent right-wing personalities began highlighting the glaring hypocrisy of the left and establishment media following the reports, calling to cancel the president's son, with the hashtag racist Hunter taking off on Twitter. Neither Biden nor his lawyer have issued a statement regarding the purported text messages. The report comes as Biden has made social justice a larger focus of his presidency. This month, Biden delivered a speech commemorating the 100th anniversary of the Tulsa massacre, during which roughly 300 black people were killed by white people in Oklahoma. Biden vowed to combat racism in the U.S. by enacting police reform on the one-year anniversary of George Floyd's death last month, meeting with the Floyd family at the White House. We have to act, the president said in a statement after meeting with the Floyd family. We face an inflection point. The battle for the soul of America has been a constant push and pull between the American ideal that we're all created equal and the harsh reality that racism has long torn us apart. At our best, the American ideal wins out. Voight has been one of Hollywood's most vocal Trump supporters. The Midnight Cowboy star narrated a video about American exceptionalism at last year's Republican National Convention, RNC, as well as an RNC video about President Trump's successful efforts to free American hostages held captive in foreign lands. Last month, he posted a scathing video blasting liberals for attacking Israel and Jews and demanding that people not be fooled while warning that anti-Semites will pay the price. In November, he warned that the United States will be in great danger if Joe Biden becomes president. "We're heading down a street that has no name now. We must not allow our nation to crumble. This is what they want, to destroy America. Let me warn you all that we are in great danger if we fall under a Biden administration," he said. Follow Joshua Klein on Twitter at Joshua Klein.